Dustin, how you doing, man? Nice weekend?
It is a good weekend. It's a victory Monday. I'm
feeling
good. I survived Bourbon Street, and I made it back alive, and I'm excited.
Barely.
Yeah, and I had a hell of a time yesterday.
It was planes, trains, and automobiles coming back.
I'll tell my travel story yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it was a disaster. I ended up watching the Browns game in the Baltimore airport. So,
yeah.
Anywho, I'm excited, though.
Yeah.
It was good. Adam, best game by far we've seen.
No
doubt.
Probably
since we've been on the air.
I mean, at least it goes back to the win over the Bengals on Thursday Night Football with Brian Hoyer.
Good point.
I mean, that's the best game since at least then, if not longer. The Falcons had been playing good football. They had won three in a row. They had improved to 4-4. What's funny is at halftime of the game, I went outside to help my wife with something, and I thought it was going to take 5 minutes, and it took like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I came back down to the game, you know, it was 14-10, and then I come back and it's 28-10. And I'm like, wow, what the hell happened?
Explosive.
So I rewind and go back and watch it.
Sure.
And, you know, I eventually caught up. But great second half by the Browns. Extremely impressive on both sides of the ball. And that's the thing. Like, there have not been many days. In fact, this is the first day we've ever been on the air where the Browns are coming. Like, even the good win against the Bengals, let's be honest, that was not – that team did pretty well until it all fell apart at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not a sustainable way of winning. Brian Hoyer's not a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL. They didn't have a lot of quality – there's some quality players.
Yeah.
But they didn't have a lot of they didn't have a coach. They didn't have a GM. They didn't have a quarterback. Yeah, they had some good offensive linemen at that point and a couple other things. But they didn't have enough of the key things. Now they have – that franchise quarterback, it appears, the GM, you have a cornerstone defensive lineman, you have a cornerstone cornerback. Now it's not only a great win where you played extremely well on both sides of the ball, but it also feels like this could be the start of something. Now, this whole, we turn every win into the Browns won the Super Bowl, I find pathetic, and people have to stop doing that, but this was a hell of a quality win for the Browns, and just a great effort all the way around. A completely coaching staff, players, all units, great game, great win.
Totally agree. And you talked about that defense, Bull. And it
was
tremendous in this game. And I can't say enough how much it helped having Joe Schobert back.
Huge.
It was.
We underrated him for a couple of years.
And I fully admit that I'm guilty of saying that Joe Schobert was, you know, a good player on a bad team that made a lot of tackles because the team was bad.
Right.
And that's false.
Yeah.
This guy is a hell of a football player. He's athletic. He is smart. And as I put on Twitter yesterday, I think he's the heart and soul of that Browns defense. I really do believe it.
I mean, you look at all three levels of the defense. You've got Miles Garrett as the key guy on the up front. You
most
got
talented
Joe
guy for sure.
You got Joe Schobert as the key guy in the middle.
Yep.
And you got Denzel Ward.
Absolutely.
And you know, Demaryius Randle's other guys too. But and Denzel, you have one key cornerstone guy at each level. It's
at
huge.
Every level, you've got a guy that potentially could be a Pro Bowler.
No, I 100% agree. Yes. And they're all young. Obviously, Miles Garrett and Denzel Ward are particularly young. But it was really listen, the Falcons' offense had come into this game cooking. The Falcons have played 9 games this year. In 7 of their 9 games, they've either won or lost in heartbreaking fashion. They've only been dominated twice this season.
The Browns
once by the Steelers
ass.
And once by the Browns.
They kicked their tail
they
yesterday.
Did. Big this time. Game was this was the first game, and I know. Listen, I don't want to say the Falcons weren't 100% out of it in the fourth quarter. But I feel like this is the first game I can remember since that Bengal game that at the start of the fourth quarter, I was 100% sure the Browns were going to win the game.
It was like watching a different football team.
It was.
It was like watching
a real team, okay. like another team.
A lot of times, you know, on Sundays, we'll do the Browns game, do the post game, whatever, and you know, you watch your Browns, or the Browns, I should say, Bull.
Yeah.
And then we'll all end up watching a national TV game on a Sunday night. We'll watch the Patriots, or we'll watch the Packers, or the Saints, or, you know, a prolific
Chiefs, Rams.
Sure.
Yeah.
The good teams. The really, really good teams. The great teams in this league. And you watch those games and you feel like, man, these guys, like, it's like a different sport at times. You know, the Browns have always been this team. It's like if they're going to win a game, they always make it the hard way.
Right.
It's laboring to watch them try and move the ball on offense. I thought yesterday the offense was efficient. It was clicking. It was in rhythm. They had really, really well-designed schemes and play calls. Even the trick play, I loved. I don't care that it was an interception.
I love it. No problem with it. I love that they ran that wishbone offense that they had.
It was great.
I've been screaming for Duke and Nick to be on the field at the same time. I was surprised they didn't go back to that formation at all after that because outside of the turnover on the trick play,
it worked.
It worked, and it was great. I agree with what you're saying. The Browns are still going to be a little inconsistent. They're not going to play this well. They're still a young team with a new coach. They're still going to be on the road. They got to prove they can go win a road game. There's still going to be inconsistencies this year. But you see the makings of what the beginning of what this team can get to when it's playing its best football. And yesterday they played their best football. And let me tell you something. I think there's three things that have led to this. And again, I still think we'll see inconsistencies. They're not running the table. I still think they're only going to finish with, they'll win a couple more games
you
the rest of the year.
You said on Friday, that you would be very surprised if the Browns won this game.
I did not think they were going to win. I am very surprised today. But they played great, so they won.
It shows you that there's talent on this
no
team.
No doubt.
And it's this game, let's be honest, let's just call it right now. Hugh Jackson's awful. He held this team back for three seasons, Bull. Flat out. because this team's not that bad.
No. Especially this year. No, I agree with you. I think it's a three-step process that got to. Number one, trading Carlos Hyde was huge.
Smart.
Because Nick Chubb and Duke Johnson are a special combination. Special. Not good. They're special. They're a great combo. Nick Chubb is going to be a star. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Duke Johnson. I mean, as a combo, I'm not going to say it's Kamara and Mark Ingram, but it could get there. It could get there. I don't know that.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Until that Raiders game, and then you saw it again here yesterday. Nick Chubb is a home run hitting type running back,
and I
didn't think he had that speed coming out of Georgia.
Think about what a waste it was.
Blows me away.
I'm not saying Carlos Hyde stinks because he doesn't stink.
Yeah.
But it was a waste to play him. He is the third best back of this group. There's no doubt about it. There's no debate on it at all. I think it's pretty darn obvious. That was number one, trading Carlos Hyde. Number two was firing not only Hugh Jackson but Todd Haley, because not only were they not running the offense well, not only was Hugh Jackson a terrible head coach, their bickering was causing negativity on the team. And the third part of this is health. Health of Joe Schobert, as you mentioned, and most importantly, the health of Baker Mayfield. Clearly, I think the coaching changes have helped him, but this is not just about coaching changes. Baker Mayfield, you and I believed, and you were on him first, is a very talented player who could be a great NFL quarterback.
This is going to be a 5-year victory lap for me, Bull.
Yeah, and he has just been getting better and better. You know, we were seeing regression right when Hugh Jackson got fired. Now, I think some of it is that he wasn't 100% healthy.
That ankle is still bothering him, I think, from that to the Chargers game.
But now, the last 2 weeks, we've seen progression. He played better last week, and this week was his best game as a pro. He was absolutely sensational. And by the way, Nick Chubb, second in the NFL, Dustin, in yards per attempt. Second in the NFL. Only Aaron Jones of the Packers has more yards per attempt than Nick Chubb.
Longest run from scrimmage in Browns history yesterday.
Yeah, and I think it was the longest play from scrimmage this year. From anybody.
Yeah.
From any team,
huge,
I think.
Huge, huge, man.
Yeah.
176 yards on the ground. And, you know, sometimes you'll say if a guy has a big day, running, or if he has like 100 and something yards, like, well, he had one big play.
Yeah.
You take away the one big play, he still was awesome.
He
almost had 100 yards outside of that.
Yeah, if you take away the three long touchdowns he scored this year, he still would be, even without those, he'd still be averaging like over 4 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Without his three big runs. And you could say you take three biggest runs away from other guys, they're averaging 2 yards
absolutely
a carry. So there's a lot to like about it. I thought, some nice plays by the receivers. David Njoku just not going down on that one. That was a great throw by Baker to Njoku when he just dragged guys with him. Antonio Callaway, obviously Landry, Perriman in the mix.
Higgins back, man.
Higgins as well, right?
Well, I think Higgins, you've been like wait and see on Higgins because I told
you. Yeah, I got to see more.
No,
he hasn't played
I told
enough.
You last year
you
as
did.
He came on down the stretch that I think that Higgins couldn't be a legitimate three or a two on the Browns. And I think he's somebody that Baker Mayfield seems to have some connection with. They had it during training camp. And now when he's been out the last several weeks with that MCL sprain, I think it really hurt the offense. And now having him back, it does a lot of things. Landry got more involved yesterday.
Yep.
As you mentioned, and Njoku was great. And the fact that you're able to run the ball. You've got a rookie quarterback. What's the recipe, Bull, for a rookie quarterback to have success?
Yeah.
Good defense.
Right.
Run the ball.
Yes.
Have some guys to throw to. Have some weapons to throw to. It was a perfect combination yesterday of balance with the offense and with the defense playing extremely well after not playing well for a couple of weeks. So I was happy to see all of that yesterday. Oh, by the way, it's not even close, guys. Baker Mayfield, thus far, not even close the best rookie quarterback. Not even close.
Yeah, that doesn't prove he's going to be the best.
Through eight games?
Yeah.
If you're on another team with Rosen or Darnold or Josh Allen, you're thinking to yourself, I wish I had Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he's. And what's funny is, like, he didn't put up big numbers yesterday.
His quarterback rating was like 150.
Right, but I'm saying, like, his raw stats were not like his completion percentage was ridiculous. But 200, I shouldn't say he didn't put up big numbers. He didn't put up big yardage numbers. Is the one big number he didn't put up. But that's because they didn't throw the ball that much because they didn't have to. They only ran 50 plays.
Big plays.
Browns only had 50 plays in this game. The Falcons had 71 plays. Because they were coming back and they were dinking and dunking. But the Browns had 427 yards on just 50 plays.
Mm-hmm.
That's 8.5 yards per play. I mean, that's pretty successful right there.
I'm not the guy that goes back and says, well, the Browns should be 6-4 or whatever it may be. But I can't help watching that team yesterday thinking, how are they 6-1 coming
into
this thing.
Listen, let's keep it in perspective. It's a week-to-week league.
No, I know that.
Last week with the same coaching staff, they got smoked by Kansas City. It was a great team. They got smoked. The Falcons, you know, they don't have a good defense, mm-hmm. so that's going to factor it in here. Yeah, with a better coaching staff, they'd have more wins. Their coaching staff was bad. But here's the thing. I can't get suckered into a couple of wins convincing me to keep Greg Williams as the head coach. That would be a huge mistake. As Keith pointed out, I think it's a great point. It's kind of like these teams that win a bowl game with a replacement head coach and then say, oh, he gave us a shot in the arm. Let's stick with him. And that never works out or rarely works out.
It rarely does.
So I don't want to get, you know, it's a week to week. The Browns could go play. The Bengals were a disgrace yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Would it surprise you if the Browns went and lost to the Bengals in Cincinnati?
No, it's NFL, man.
Exactly. No. No matter how good one team looks 1 week. And, you know, if you're not one of the elite teams – The Saints, the Chiefs, the Patriots not looking like an elite team right now. The Rams, some of these. If you're not one of these teams, then like every week it's going to be up and down for most teams. So,
well, we have. I'm not even going to say we have breaking news, but it's kind of funny.
What's
the
that?
Bucks just cut the kicker who hit the kick against the Browns?
Oh, really?
Is his lasting memory in the NFL will be he got Hugh Jackson fired.
That's right. Good for him. He did us a favor.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackson's now hanging out with Mike Silver, taking pictures and getting wasted, or at least it looks like he was getting wasted. By the way, you know what's bizarre in this game? The Browns did not have a wide receiver get 40 yards. Did you know that?
Yep.
Nobody on the team had 40. Antonio Callaway was the leading receiver with 39 yards. Duke Johnson had the most catches with 4. I mean, he spread out 17 completions to 10 different receivers. I mean, you don't usually win with a dominating offense when your leading receiver is 39 yards.
I know.
In fact, outside of Nick Chubb's rushing yards, no rusher or receiver had more than 39 yards in this game, and yet the Browns scored 28 points with a complete effort both sides of the field. Denzel Ward, I mean, he is so good out there. How about that? He had that one pass breakup.
Yep.
That was an outstanding play. What can you say? Even Myles Garrett didn't even have that much of a game. He wasn't a huge factor in this game, and yet they still played extremely well. I thought I got nothing bad to say about anybody.
It was just a really, really well done performance
overall.
Hey, we got so excited starting the show.
Yeah,
do want to say thank you to all of our troops. It's Veterans Day, and I thought about it all weekend.
Right,
And I'm going to call an Air Force game this weekend, too.
Oh, that is really cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But thank you to all who have served, and we're very appreciative.
That's right.
To be able to live in this country and do this job.
And yesterday was Veterans Day. Day. Today is Observe Veterans Day. I saw this great piece on College Game Day.
That he shared with us.
About the, what were those guys? The Bearers?
The Body Bearers.
The Body Bearers, these guys, that these Marines that train.
To carry the caskets.
Caskets in Arlington. Arlington Cemetery. It was a wild, and one of them is now playing Division II football, who's out of the Marines. It was a cool story, and yes, I echo your sentiments for, you know, all the veterans out there. This is your day.
Absolutely.
Enjoy it. And there's a lot of good deals for veterans out there, like discounts on all these things.
Some free food.
Those things should be there every day.
Should be there every day.
For the men and women of this country who are risking their lives.
Selfless people.
Putting themselves in harm's way. Thank you to all of them as well. I agree.